Listening Library presents The Friendship by Mildred D. Taylor. Read for you by Allison Johnson.
Now don't y'all go touching nothing, Stacy warned as we stepped onto the porch of the Wallace store. Christopher John, Little Man, and I readily agreed to that. After all, we weren't even supposed to be up here. And Cassie, he added, don't you say nothing. Now, boy, what I'm gonna say? I cried, indignant that he should single me out. Just mind my words, hear? Now come on. Stacy started for the door, then stepped back as Jeremy Sims, a blonde, sad-eyed boy, came out. Looking out from under the big straw hat he was wearing, he glanced somewhat shyly at us, then gave a nod. We took a moment and nodded back. At first, I thought Jeremy was going to say something. He looked as if he wanted to, but then he walked on past and went slowly down the steps. We all watched him. He got as far as the corner of the porch and looked back. The boys and I turned and went into the store. Once inside, we stood in the entrance a moment, somewhat hesitant now about being here. At the back counter, two of the storekeepers, Thurston and Dewberry Wallace, were stocking shelves. They glanced over, then paid us no further attention. I didn't much like them. Mama and Papa didn't much like them either. They didn't much like any of the Wallaces, and that included Dewberry and Thurston's brother Caleb and their father, John. They said the Wallaces didn't treat our folks right, and it was best to stay clear of them.